Iowa Republicans hold their Lincoln Dinner, named for the party's first president. And the guests include several people who want to be the next Republican president. Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis will be there. Trump remains strong in Iowa polls, but state Republican leaders say he's left an opening for his rivals. NPR's White House correspondent Franco Ordonez has more.
8 years ago, Donald Trump was more of an afterthought when he appeared before Iowa Republicans at the Lincoln Dinner. He was far from the top draw.
We can't have 4 more years of the kind of thinking that we've had in Washington for the last almost 8 years. Can't have it.
A Des Moines Register poll at the time in 2015 found that nearly 60% of Republicans could never support him.
Thank you.
But today, he is the undisputed frontrunner for the presidential nomination, and he's really popular in Iowa. The question is no longer whether he's a viable candidate, but if he's taking that support for granted.
It's not a state where you're going to be successful just by airing campaign ads and hoping people turn out to vote.
That's Rachel Payne Caulfield, a political science professor at Drake University in Des Moines. While several rivals have been frequenting the state, Trump's visits have been more sparse, and they've mostly been bigger, less personal events. Trump has left an opening, she says, for other candidates who are visiting with voters, shaking hands and talking with them directly.
They expect a real connection with a presidential candidate. And that's what motivates them to show up on a snowy night in January at a caucus site.
Trump has not only skipped some prominent cattle calls, he's rubbed some people the wrong way by criticizing the popular Iowa governor, Kim Reynolds, for remaining neutral in the race.
It did catch people's attention. A lot of people talked about it. The governor's been very popular within the party in the state.
Brett Barker is the chair of the Story County Republican Party in Iowa. He says some Republicans are going to be with Trump no matter what, but others have grown tired of the drama.
If anything, it just kind of underlined the fatigue that I'm feeling from people who are just concerned about the former president stepping on his own toes sometimes.
Jeff Reichman, an Iowa state senator who endorsed Trump, he went even further.
I don't know if you knew this or not, but I switched my endorsement based on that statement of him being critical of the governor.
He says he's now supporting Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. For him, Trump just became too much.
How many times have we gritted our teeth and shook our heads at some things that the former president has said? And then when it was focused on our governor, and it was too much. It was a bridge too far.
The Trump team doesn't seem to be worried, though. His spokesman says Trump is crushing the competition, pointing to a recent poll in Iowa that has Trump up 30 points. Franco Ordonez, NPR News.